Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Life Coach Chat here on Life Coach Radio Network. I'm Andrea Ruckelman, your host for the day, and today's episode is Who Are You Really? How many masks do you think you wear? Are you the same person at home, at work, or in a social setting? Today is the day we have a discussion about leading a genuine life and being who you are instead of what you are. You're going to learn how to show up consistently with confidence in all aspects of your life. And I'm very lucky today to have a couple of great co-hosts with me. First, I'd like to welcome Joel Riedens. Hello, Joel.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for being here with us today. Let me just give you all a little bit about who Joel is. He is a personal development coach. He works with gay men and others in areas such as life purpose, relationships, career fulfillment, spirituality, and personal identity. He believes that with the right guidance, you can create life-altering shifts in the perspectives that can break down self-imposed barriers and reconnect you to your true self. Through individual and group coaching, he partners with his clients to overcome fear of success, failure, and judgment by others to help them identify their dreams and reach their full self-expressed potential. So as you could tell, definitely glad to have him on board with us for this call today. So again, welcome, Joel.
Thank you.
I'd also like to introduce Kathleen West. She is the founder of K-West Coaching and Every Woman's Coach. Hello, Kathleen. How are you today?
I am great. How are you?
I'm good. Let me all give you a little bit of background about Kathleen. She is a life and personal development coach. She works with women and students who are moving from one phase of their lives to another. Those individuals, they want to reduce their stress, maybe define their life's purpose, work through issues that arise, self-discovery, and put more balance and fun into their lives and wish to accomplish goals with sustainable results. So again, another great person to have on this call with us. So again, thanks, Kathleen, and welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Your host here today, myself, Andrea Ruckelman of New Perspectives Communication. I work with companies and individuals who are looking for a new perspective on how they can communicate with others as well as themselves. Primarily, I work with organizations to help transform their reactive culture to more of one that is responsive, where leaders do inspire, employees grow, and their profits increase. So, for our audience that is listening today, if you feel stuck and trying to figure out who you are and want to know how you can remove your mask, give us a call today. Share your story, and maybe we can help you. To dial in, you can dial at 646-716-9397. If you are a member of Blog Talk Radio, you could also reach us in the chat room, and maybe we could share your comments on air. If you are a Twitter person, you can follow our feed at Coach Host Radio. Today we are using hashtag WhoAreYouReally. So if you have any comments that you'd like to add on air through Twitter, we will read them there to you as well. So that's to kick it all off. So here we go. Our first topic, what are masks and why do we wear them? Kathleen, can you give us some of your perspective on what you consider masks are and why people possibly wear them?
Everybody wears a mask at some time or other throughout the day, and sometimes we wear several. When there's a situation that arrives and you're not content with it, but you're going to put on that contentment mask to be able to just go with the flow, so that people don't realize that you're not happy. Or a happy mask, you know, when you're sad or hurt by a situation or something that happened, an event, we put on happy masks so that nobody knows how sad we are inside or how hurt. Or a brave mask when, you know, something, you're afraid to do something, but the whole group is cheering you on, so you're going to put a brave mask on and go forward with what you need to do. We wear masks every day for all different types of situations. We do it so that nobody sees the true self of who we are, because we don't want people to see, or we don't really know who we truly are. You know, when somebody asks, who are you? You know, most of us come back with, oh, I'm a mother, or I'm a daughter, or I'm this, I'm that, or I'm a banker, or I'm a secretary, or I'm a CEO. But that's not really what the question is. I didn't ask what you do. I asked who you are. And who you are pertains to your values, your likes, your dislikes, and all those things that you hold close inside of you, your thoughts and your feelings. We mask them so that we don't let the secrets out, because either we're very private or we just don't want others to know how we truly feel, or we're just not sure of ourselves. So to disregard the mask, to let them go, and to become your true authentic self, the person who you truly are, you need to really look deep inside and reflect on all those values and those things that, you know, we never ask ourselves, and then take a look at why we are really wearing these masks.
That's great. I think one of the great things that you had said is that people tend to wear masks because they don't like to let the secrets out of who they truly are. It's almost as if they're in fear of that, what it is that they're going to have people see them. When you said about wearing a brave mask, even though you're scared, but you're putting on that face for someone else to make it through a situation, or that happy mask because you're in a social setting because everybody's looking at you and they're all having a good time and you don't want them asking you what's wrong, especially because you are private. And Joel, in your experience, you know, how has this shown up for yourself or others around you, the way that you see individuals put these masks on, and how does it work for or against them?
Well, I think that when it comes to our society, we all wear many different masks depending on where we are in our lives. So, for example, who you show up for, you know, who you show up as at home isn't the person they show up for at the, you know, as at the office, versus who you show up as when you're seeing your friends versus who you're showing up as when you're seeing your family. And so, you know, It can become a very tumultuous process and go very complicated as you're trying to, you know, switch gears all the time depending on who you're seeing. And every time you put on a different mask or try to juggle these different masks, it takes you farther and farther away from who you really are. It takes you from a place of internal acceptance, self-love, self-acceptance, and it takes you to an external need for satisfaction, for gratification, for acceptance from outside sources. And that takes you farther and farther away from who you really are.
I love that statement, that the more masks you wear take you away further from who you really are. I couldn't have said it any better myself. You know, and it's really interesting when people wear these masks. You had made a comment there that I kind of want to expand upon. It's almost the approval seeking. You know, people put these masks on to receive other people's approval in different situations. And so do you find that more often that is a reason why people wear masks, Joel?
It's actually, so, you know, I subscribe to the mindset that everything stems from fear or from love. So when we're talking about masks, I really feel that masks are premeditated, fear-based misrepresentations of who we are. So anytime we're behaving or acting in a manner to get approval for someone else or to please someone else, then you're wearing a mask, and that mask is always based on fear. No one wants to be rejected. No one wants to be unpopular. Nobody wants to be disregarded. So I really feel that is the source of you know, wearing these masks and carrying these different, you know, these different personas.
So what I'm interpreting from what you're saying is that you believe if people lead from love, those masks will genuinely disappear, as opposed to the fear of not having that acceptance. So the more self-acceptance you have, the more confident you feel about yourself and you lead from the heart, you have that opportunity to really shine through as your own individual.
Exactly, and very well said. So while you're talking about here, we're talking about the context of fear and love. We're talking about wearing masks, we're talking about our own fear, and we're talking about our own self-love. if you operate from a place of self-love, if you look to yourself to find the answers to your own life questions, if you operate from a place of authenticity, if you are the same person in every situation, and that is the genuine, real you, you are going to operate operate at a higher energy level, and you're going to be happy in your life, and you're going to be more successful, and you're going to actually achieve the dreams that you have for yourself. Conversely, if you're operating from a place where you're not being yourself, when you're not being authentic, you're not keeping it real, you're trying to people please, you're wearing many different masks, you're being who you need to be in a particular moment in a given situation, you're never going to achieve anything. You're not going to reach your full potential, because everybody can intuitively sense when someone is not operating from a place of authenticity. It will not help you in the long run in terms of achieving your goals and reaching successes you have in the different areas of your life.
Wow, thank you. It's great. Kathleen, what do you think about how masks prevent people from accomplishing their dreams?
Oh, well, it's how true is it? I mean, I love what Joel just said. You know, people don't, you need to like yourself. You need to love yourself first before anyone else, or you can look for acceptance from anybody else. Because if you're looking for acceptance and somebody to like you and whatever, it might not be worth it for you. You need to have it for yourself first. You need to look in the mirror and say, I really enjoy spending time alone with myself. I treasure it. I enjoy my own company. Because if you don't enjoy your own company, you're going to have problems moving on when you have to go into a group and a setting, because some people feel like they have knots inside when they have to be in a group function, because they feel that everybody's watching them, or, you know, they're looking at the way they're dressed or the way their haircut is or their whatever. And, you know, that's not true. But that's our perception. That's our perception. So we put on that mask of, yes, I'm supposed to be here. But if you go in with confidence and know who you are, you're going to be so much better, and you're going to meet so many more people who are going to accept you for you and like you for your true self. And you will go so much further in what your dreams and your wishes are.
And speaking of that, what do you think someone should do? If they're feeling lost as to who they really are, what are some of those steps? You kind of touched upon it, that what are some of those steps someone can take to uncover who that person really is that's hidden inside?
Well, the first thing I would ask is, what are your values? Pretend. Choose which ones are really, really important to you, and why are they important to you? The other thing is, what do you like and what are your dislikes? Because that tells a lot about a person, you know? And then it's, who do you really want to be? Do you want to be stronger? Do you want to be braver? Do you want to have more self-confidence? What are you looking for? So let's get rid of the negativity and bring in the positivity, because we're going to build on that so that you can be and step up to be the person that you truly are inside and the person that you will actually love. Self-love, love yourself, because you have to. If you don't love yourself, you know, you need that. And many people are afraid to ask the questions. Many people don't take the time to seek or ask the questions, and it takes a lot of reflection. And you might not like the answers you get, but they're all worth it in the end, because you will get some perspective on the person that you truly are. And then you can go about living authentically.
You know, that's such a common word when people hear living authentically and being genuine to who you are. And Joel and I had a whole conversation about what is it to be authentic and be genuine. And Joel, I would really love to hear your perspective on, what do you think that someone who is lost, how do they uncover who that genuine person is that's inside of them?
So I'm a firm believer in looking inward for answers to your life questions. I think I've already stated that once on the show. But I think oftentimes as a society, we spend our time externally focused and we look to societal cues on how to behave, and we also seek advice from other people and in order to make decisions about what's best for us. In the case of someone who may feel like they've lost their real self under the multitude of masks they wear, I would suggest that they turn on their internal guidance system. Much like the GPS in your car, your internal guidance system or intuition can lead you back to who you are and what you want for yourself in your life. So a simple way you can turn on your internal guidance system and begin peeling away the masks we're talking about is start asking yourself questions when operating in different areas of your life. So some examples of truth-seeking and mask-crushing questions I might ask in a situation, and this can be, again, in the office, when you're, you know, interacting with your family, in your relationships with a spouse or a boyfriend or a girlfriend. You know, a good question I might ask is the person I'm being in this moment afraid? And that fear can be around judgment, around being excluded or not being accepted. Another great question is, am I behaving in a way that seeks validation or acceptance? Or am I putting on airs in order to avoid being judged? Or, you know, if you want something simpler, something you just remember off the top of your head, am I acting? Am I putting on a show? In addition to these questions, I think there are some red flags that you could also, be aware of when you're interacting with other people in order to figure out if you're wearing a mask in any given moment. Some of those are, you know, if you're agreeing with somebody's opinion just for the sake of their acceptance, it might not even be something you agree with, but you're just saying yes. Or when you feel the need to brag about anything in your life, when you're bragging, you're not being your authentic self. Or maybe when you embellish your life situation. So maybe you say you're more successful than you really are in terms of your role at work, or you inflate your income level, or you overspend because you're trying to keep up with the Joneses. So these are all big, bright, booming signs that are indicators that you're currently wearing a mask and then you're not operating from your real self. So an exercise that I really like is help you identify who you really are is to grab a small journal and take it with you everywhere you go for a week. Every time you interact with somebody in all the different areas of your life, jot down some notes about that interaction. Document the answers to the questions you asked about yourself, the questions we already discussed. Write down any red flags that you may have been aware of when you were in that interaction. So, for example, did you embellish? Did you lie about anything? And then conversely, what I would say is write down anything that happened that was really good. Any conversations you had where it involved, you were at ease, you were operating from a place of comfort where there was no effort on your part. Those are those moments where you're operating without a mask, and those are the moments that you should really pay attention to and try to apply to those other areas of your life to see how you can act from a place of authenticity and take those masks off.
That's very powerful what you said. I mean, for someone to actually have to be completely honest with themselves, I think that is where this primarily starts. To be genuine to yourself and the things that you believe in, of what you're stating, can you really say to yourself, the reason why I did this is, one, because I know that I'm looking for that approval. One, that I know that I want people to look up to me. You know, do people really see that the statements or their actions is a factor of themselves? You know, why is this important to them to be seen as a certain individual? And so if they feel that they're making all these different statements to have someone else's approval, to have them look at them and be in awe, think wow, or feel like they need to keep up with the Joneses, then what is that really saying about who they are to everybody else? How are you acting in one place? And one of the great conversations I had this morning is about people make the statement, oh, I'm completely different at home than I am at work. And I always beg to differ in that, because of how they're defining it really is, you are the same person. If you are someone that feels that you have to wear a mask at work because you have to be seen a certain way, when you go home, you're going to behave a certain way also. Whether you want to be the inspiring person to your children or the one that demands respect in the home, or what about what are you like in social settings? What are you saying to the people around you when you're in social settings that you are indeed wearing the mask, but it's just something different? You know, are you showing that you're happy, but at home you're really fighting with your family? Do you think things are saying things are going great, but maybe you just lost your job? Are you really showing up as who you are, who you want to be, and is that who you're happy with? Or have you always said, you know what, I want to be me. I want all my flaws to be out there in the world, and people just accept me for that, because my flaws make me an amazing person. And for me personally, I have always done the saying of, I am who I am, and you can't get anything else, because I don't know who else to be. Almost like a Popeye saying, I am what I am, you know, mm-hmm. eating a So I think of this as such an interesting way of understanding what are people thinking, and in what experiences have you seen someone, and Kathleen, have you ever had someone turn to you and say, I don't even know who I am anymore, and help guide them through trying to define who that is?
Oh, my Lord, I've done that myself. You know, a couple of years ago when my youngest was going into high school and my oldest had graduated, and I was a stay-at-home mom for 18 years. You know, I worked a part-time job on and off, but basically I was a stay-at-home mom. My life was so involved with my home and my children and being for them that once they started not needing you anymore, I was floored when I looked in the mirror one day and looked at myself and said, who are you? Because I don't know who I am anymore. I've gone from one area in my life where I was totally content being so involved and needed to being thrown into the wind and not knowing which way to turn because I didn't know what to do next. So, and a lot of parents, a lot of women, a lot of students, you have to go from one step into opening the door on the left or the door on the right, and you're so undecided you don't know which one to go to. It happens all the time in all areas of your life that you get thrown that twist, and I really had to sit down and reflect on who I am and what I wanted and what my next step was going to be. And it brought me to life coaching. So I'm grateful that I took the time to look forward to the future for myself as an individual instead of being, you know, what everybody else needed of me. So
I think that is wonderful. Good for you.
You know, but it's so important when you're at that roadblock and you're looking in the mirror and you just don't know where to go to know the questions you need to ask yourself to move your feet forward again. You might go 3 foot forward, 2 steps back. That's fine. It's understandable. It's a natural thing. You're going to test. You're going to try. But do what you want for you, what you need for you, and show up as you. Let people see who you are. But you need to know who you are first to let them see it. And you need to be comfortable with it. You know, as I said, you walk into a crowded room and it's just so self-conscious. You're not being, that's part of your true self, and that's something that you need to work on to overcome so that you can walk in with your head held high. And I've had to learn to do that. And it's something that's really important and that people should take the time.
And you're absolutely right. And, you know, that gives me kind of an idea of something that we could do here. If Joel, would you mind if you and I shared with everybody how we do an I am, who I am exercise to help people get through, to understand the first steps of what it takes to figure out who they really are?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay. Well, before we go into that, I just want to remind our callers to give a call in, or our listeners to give a call in if they want to share a story like Kathleen did and how the overcoming that fear-based, as Joel had said, about proving yourself to someone else and how you finally let it go. So please give us a call at 646-716-9397. Or again, if you want, you can tweet us at Coach Host Radio. And you could also send us a tweet with a hashtag, Who Are You Really? And we'll read it on air for you. A couple things else that I want to cover. I just want to share with you some of the other shows that we have going on our Life Coach Radio Network. Tomorrow, July 20th at 10 a.m., that's Eastern Standard Time, join me again, Andrew Ruckelman, your fabulous host, if I do say so myself. My co-host can also claim to that one, too. No, just kidding. As I interview Mandy Rosniak of Inner Winning Coaching, and we're going to talk about staying the course, conducting business at social events. And one of the great things about this topic that I love is that Mandy, with Inner Winning Coaching, one of the great things she does is she teaches leadership beyond the game of sports. And as a slowly progressing golfer that I am, one of the places that I think about, we conduct a lot of business, is on the golf course. So therefore, staying the course. How do you swing your clubs when you're focused on a sale? How do you behave with that person if you have a bad swing? What if you're a handicapped golfer looking to do better? Which is the priority? Business, keeping your head cool, and making sure you swing the club on the links. So that's one of the great things. Or what happens when you attend a sporting event, or just in general another social situation. But also tomorrow around 2 o'clock p.m. on our sister station, that's right, Life Coach Radio Network now has our sister station called International Life Coach Radio Network. Our great producer, Russ Terry, is going to be hosting a show on So You Want to Be a Life Coach, What Next? He'll be interviewing both Jay Cadet, he's a New York native and a peanut butter aficionado who is a Gen Y's premier relationship studio, as well as Joseph Massey. He's the CEO and founder of Ubiquitous Blues Enterprises, LLC. So again, that'll be tomorrow at 2 p.m. on our International Life Coach Radio Network. On Sunday, July 21st at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, mark my words, with life and business coach Mark Schall. He is definitely a great coach, a lot of great insight, and he's going to be interviewing the confidence coach and beauty expert Kate DePonte. And lastly, on Monday, July 22nd at 9 p.m. is Frank Talk, and he'll be tackling the topic of addicted to technology. So as I talk about, hit us up on Twitter, find us on Facebook, and listen to us on the Internet. Let's talk about technology. So again, if you have anything that you would like to share with us, give us a call at 646-716-9397, and we'll get your story on the air, as well as if you want to go through the I Am exercise that I'm about to do with Joel. So as part of that, if you're at home right now or in the office or someplace that you can grab a pen and write stuff down, if you're driving, please do not do this, because driving and writing at the same time does not work. All right. Are you ready, Joel?
I'm ready.
Can I get a little more enthusiasm?
I am ready.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear it. This is the first step that I want you to think about, and for our listeners, really think about this. And I want you to come up with a statement that is going to basically identify your key descriptors of who you are. So tell me about yourself, Joel. Who are you and what do you love?
I am somebody who likes to do good in the world. I am somebody who likes to help other people. I am an uncle, a brother, a son, a friend, a partner. Um, I am somebody who always is trying to grow and evolve.
And what's important to you?
What's important to me? Love, integrity, values, personal success, by whatever definition you have for yourself. Not walking in this world alone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that, I like that. Thank you for your honesty on that. So now that you have a statement with a few different things that you have down there, I want you to take that statement and pull the five most important words out of that statement. What are the first five words that jump out at you that are important to you? And share them with you.
It's not necessarily individual words, but statements. So let me use the statements. Make a difference, help others, love, honesty, not being alone. Make a difference, love, helping others, honesty, and not being alone.
Okay. So when you say not being alone, what do you mean by not being alone?
Well, that takes on both a physical and spiritual sense, right? So from a physical perspective, it's obviously having the people in my life that I love surrounding me, knowing that I have people in my life, healthy relationships where I can be my real self. And then from a spiritual perspective, it's being plugged into the universe, being plugged into the, you know, into that source that we are all plugged into, knowing I'm aligned with God, the universe, spirit, whatever you call it.
Involved?
Involved?
Would you feel that that means you're involved in life itself?
Absolutely. That's a great way of putting it.
So how about we take, instead of looking at it in the negative aspect, not being alone, turn that around into something that I like to call more anabolic, more forward-thinking, something that brings you good energy as opposed to pulls you away. So to be involved, does that sound better than to not be alone?
Absolutely. That's great.
Okay, so now we have love, we have involved. What were your other three again?
Honesty, helping others, and making a difference.
Involved, honesty. I'm just writing these down. Helping others.
Right, and making a difference.
Making a difference. Okay, so taking some of these statements, I want to change it into something more like, let's see, instead of helping others, we'll call it helpful.
Great.
Wonderful. And when you think about making a difference, what comes to mind?
Change. So enacting positive change in different areas, you know, in my life, you know, that could be personal, professional, social settings, anything where I'm able to, I guess, you know, a good word for it, influence. Influence would be a good word.
So you are influential.
Correct.
Okay. That's wonderful. Thank you. So now I want you to take these five words that we've come up with out of all that, and I want you to make them into I am statements.
Okay. I am love. I am involved. I am honest. I am helpful. I am influential.
Can you say that again, please?
Sure. I am love. I am involved. I am honest, I am helpful, I am influential.
I think that is a pretty beautiful thing to be. Now, when
Absolutely.
You look at those, when you look at those statements that you just made, if I had asked you before our phone call or before this exercise, who are you? What would you have said to me?
Who would I told you I am before this exercise? Is that what you just asked me?
Yes.
I could have easily just said, you know, I'm a 40-something male living in New York City. You know, I'm a life coach, personal development coach, working, you know, in the gay community, et cetera, et cetera. So I could have given you all the physicalities and really not gone anywhere near the content that we're talking about here.
And it's kind of interesting because these statements of I am are not, this is not how you're going to go and introduce yourself to somebody, right? And if I said, hi, Joel, nice to meet you. So tell me about yourself. Are you going to start off, I am?
No, certainly not.
Right.
Certainly
so, but now you could think about what do these words mean to you? You know, you are a loving, involved, honest, helpful, influential person.
And I think it's a greater understanding of who I am, and I think it's also a means by which you build that security and that self-love and that self-acceptance into yourself. You know, if I were to take these statements and repeat them to myself on a regular basis, really listen to the words and really believe them, it may change my perception from an external focus to a more internal focus. It might make me more accepting of myself and more loving of myself as who I am. So when I am in these different situations in my life, when I'm in the office, when I'm at home, when I'm in different, you know, when I'm interacting with different types of people, then it'll be about me speaking from my authentic self. It'll be me talking from this loving, involved, honest, helpful, influential place versus an external place where I think I should be because that's where they want me to be, whoever it is I'm talking to.
And thank you for following up with that because that is what the power of the I am statement is in this whole exercise. Because if you're coming to every situation with I am love, I am involved, I am helpful, I am influential, you know that that's who you really are. You're not someone who needs the approval of others. You're not someone who needs people to look up to you. You're not that individual that has to show off to everyone else so they're jealous. You're coming from a good place into every situation as opposed to everything is a challenge and I have to be the one that comes out winning of this. And
exactly.
Thank you so much for going through this exercise with me. And Kathleen, I was wondering if, as I was going through this with Joel, were you doing the same thing for yourself and writing some stuff down?
Yes, I was. I did this with IPAC, and, it was the first time, you know, that you actually, you know, thought about who you are. And, you know, at that point we were asked to call a friend and ask three people, you know, what they thought your attributes were. And I suggest, you know, the listeners who are, you know, really interested in this to ask the same question of you know, some family members and their friends because it is really, really interesting on what you would find out because some of the information that I received was not what I would have thought they would have given me. So it was interesting. I am love. I am love. I am loyal. I am honest. You know, and I am kind and thoughtful. I am all these things, and I know they are, and they are part of the values that I hold close and dear to me. You know.
And as you went through this whole process for yourself of making some of these inward changes, how much of a difference has it made in your life when you went from who Kathleen was to who Kathleen is in the way you approach life?
It gave me more self-confidence. I was the wallflower in the room for years. I would never have gotten up and spoken in front of a room full of people. I can do that now, and I'm not afraid to do so. I've lost some of the fear that was holding me back. Yeah, I am more willing now to go to social functions and know that not everybody in the room is looking at me, and it's okay because, you know, and I hold my head high going through. I am more confident in the things that I do choose to do and speaking out for what I do believe in. I am more open at work with my coworkers. Instead of being shy, I join within the conversation, and I really enjoy the people I work with. So it's taught me a lot of things about myself and a lot of things that I was doing. I was living by expectations of what people expected of me, not what I expected of myself. You know, as I said, I was shy. To the point where some people thought I was stuck up, but it wasn't. I was shy. So I learned to look in and look in the mirror and see that reflection and really ask the questions of what I needed to ask to be able to grow and move forward. But the best thing of all is I learned how to like myself again.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's great and good for you, and congratulations for making that progress on yourself. And when we were planning for this episode today, I really started wanting to think back of what was important and how did I describe myself. So if you don't mind, I'll share my own experience of figuring out who I am was really all about. And really taking away the masks that I wore, because the approval was something that really seemed important to me, that I thought if people like me, then they'll pay attention to me and listen to what I have to say. And so what I realized is I was coming up with some of my statements and really defining those descriptors. I started off with I love the ability to openly communicate my feelings with my loved ones, including friends. I believe honesty and transparency helps all of us grow and learn how to address the challenges in life we face. I think the respect I show allows people to trust me when being honest, and a sense of accomplishment, whether it be my own or someone else's close to me, is very fulfilling. And so when I really started thinking about that, the being able to openly communicate my feelings, for me, feelings is something you always kept to yourself. So I wore that feelings mask that everything was fine, and I never liked talking about feelings. And the transparency and honesty really revolved around that. And so when I took a look at this statement and I really thought about what was important, the five things that came out was open, honesty, transparency, trust, and being fulfilled. And so when I really started working through my I am statement that I am open, I am honest, I am completely transparent, and I am trustful, and I'm completely fulfilled, it made such a huge difference in the way that I would talk to friends and family and even strangers, that everyone noticed a difference, and this is only within a year's time, of how different it is to talk to me, that my judgments are no longer there, that I'm not looking for people to behave the way I want to behave, or I want them to see me behave so they'll do the same thing. And it was just really about accepting not only myself, but everyone around me for who they are and letting them be their own genuine self. And so I always love to look back and think about what are these statements of mine and what's important. And I think that's what really drove me to do the coaching that I do, because everybody has a good place that they want to come from, but sometimes life just gets in the way and doesn't afford them that opportunity because they get wrapped up on everything else that is going on. And so with that thought, the thought of helping remind us, or what people could do to remind themselves, Joel, share with me what you think steps people can take that they can consistently remind themselves, especially during those really crucial, hard times, to keep those masks off and be those things? You know, how would you remind yourself that you are loved, you are involved, you are honest, helpful, and influential? What are the steps you would take?
So I think the real message here, like, you know, and we've been talking about this over and over again, but the real message is here that, you know, we should be seeking our love, acceptance, and validation from within ourselves. We shouldn't be afraid to be who we are in any area of our life. And if we are, then we need to, you know, look inward to find the answers as to why we're acting this way and what changes we can make so we can be our authentic self in all areas of our life. So in addition to the practicing the exercises that I already talked about, you know, questioning your behavior, identifying red flags, journaling, I am a huge proponent of placing reminders in different areas of your life. It could be as simple as a post-it, and maybe that post-it hangs on your computer screen at work and it says, real. And that is your reminder to be real when you're at work, in the conversations you're having with your coworkers. You know, when you're talking to your boss, maybe you have the one posted on your mirror in the bathroom to remind you to be your real self when you're dealing with your interpersonal relationships with your family. Maybe it's something you keep in the car, so when you know you're going to social situations to talk to friends, you operate from a place of authenticity. You come across as real and genuine. Awareness is powerful, but it can be rendered useless without action. And what I mean by that is, now that we know that we're wearing masks in our lives, now that we're able to identify them, we need to understand that this is a bad habit, just like any other bad habit. So, you know, trying to curb the negative inner dialogue we have, or letting fear keep us, you know, in a bad situation and prevent us from taking action. These types of habits take time. We need to recondition ourselves to put our real self forward in all situations. It took me some time, but I stuck my guns and I was able to make these changes, and I really think that anyone else out there can as well too. So practice these exercises, figure out who you really are, learn to call yourself out when you're wearing a mask, and in time you're going to recondition your behavior so you're your real self in any given situation without effort.
I love that. That is great. And the whole being honest with yourself, when calling yourself out when you're not acting in that, as you were talking about earlier, keeping that diary of your own to say, why didn't I behave the way that I said that I am, and what was going on for me, and how could I learn from this experience and not do it again in the future? You know, there are no such thing as mistakes, and there's nothing wrong with when you choose to act as someone that you really are not and wear that mask and just take it, recognize it, put it down as the lesson learned, and move forward from it. Find purpose in why you did what you did, and move forward and onward and upward. And it's true, you know, having these statements around you in strange places, it's not necessarily a vision board, but it's one of these things that's that constant reminder. Like you could say, I need to take the garbage out, but if it's not in your face, you're not going to take it out. And so it's always those reminders, and then the garbage truck comes. You're like, oh, I should have taken the garbage out. Well, it's the same thing of reminding yourself of who you really are. If you make a statement of who you are, put it in your face and remind yourself until you are living it, breathing it, and doing everything with that from your heart.
It's
Kathleen,
it's so
what,
true.
Are your, what do you think
yeah.
about it?
So
how
was,
do people remind themselves?
Well, Joe was talking, and I want to hear what he had to say.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was just agreeing with what was being said.
Okay.
What was being said.
All right. I agree totally that you need to live it and practice it, because, like, new habits, they take a long time to get into, you know, your everyday routine. So you need to make it a part of your routine every day. To make it so that it will stick. Bad habits are so easy to fall back on. But if we practice daily reaffirming, you know, what we believe in ourselves, then it will manifest within us. Brushing your teeth every morning, you know, look in the mirror and say, I am whatever you need to say. Start your day off with it so that you move forward through the rest of the day, you know, with that positive attitude, that self-confidence within yourself, you know, that you are whatever you hope to be and you wish to be and you're working towards. Yeah, that would be a great way to start. And then at the end of the day, when you're reflecting upon everything and all the events that have happened, you know, write in your journal. I'm a big proponent of journals. I love them. I have several going. I think they are so worth it to put down your thoughts. Just keep them out of sight of other people if you don't want somebody to read it. But jot down everything that you went through and how did you show up in your statement of I am, you are loyal, you are trustworthy. How did you show them throughout the day? So that you have it with you. And then, you know, when you're having a bad day, you can look upon, reread it and reflect upon it. And it'll give you a boost of self-confidence to move forward when you take those two steps back.
And I think that is great. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. You know, what would you think about if you shared your statement with somebody to have them help you be accountable to being your genuine self, whether it be a loved one, a family member? What are your thoughts about getting someone to make sure that if something happens, they could ask you what was going on there? Joel, go ahead. You start off.
Okay, so, you know, I mean, we're coaches. What do we talk about? We talk about accountability and accountability partners all the time, right? There's a statistic out there that says that basically if you have an accountability partner, you're 33% more likely to achieve any of your goals. That's a really powerful statistic, right? So, you know, find somebody that you trust and that you love in your life and somebody that you want to share this with and tell them these are the goals I have for myself. Be honest with them about the difficulty you've had and or maybe the you know, discomfort you felt about trying to be, you know, who you really are in your work setting, for example, or maybe dealing with your, you know, with your family. And tell them, here are the statements that I plan to say, recite to myself, so I can start envisioning, you know, how I am with these statements as part of my being and keep going with them until, you know, you've actually become, you know, without effort, just like we talked about, Andre, without effort, then you are just living and breathing, you know, embodying these I am statements. I think that, you know, having somebody there to follow up with you and you can schedule your own time and date for follow up is really key to the success of this.
Excellent. And what do you think, Kathleen?
I think that having somebody to be able to share this with is a wonderful thing, but there's a lot of people out there that are private and they don't want to share. So what I would say is that if you have a life coach, share it with your life coach. They will hold you accountable for it. They will ask you questions on a weekly basis or biweekly basis when you visit them. If you have a girlfriend or a guy friend that you're close enough to that you share your secrets with, share this with them because, you know, they'll be able to move you forward, but let it be someone that you know you can truly trust and somebody who you know is not just there just to hang out, but is there to help you move forward into a positive mode and that is excited when you move forward and you achieve accomplishments. Because if you're just going to tell somebody that says, oh, that's great, and then that's it, you know, you need somebody behind you that will give you a little push every once in a while and ask you how you make it out. So, you know, take a really good look at the person that you're going to tell and make sure that they have your back and that they're behind you 100% so that you can move forward. And you can be that person for them too. It's a little hard when you're a private person because you don't want to tell anybody. But once you start reflecting upon what you want and who you actually are and you're building that self-confidence, the trust issue will be easier to find someone who trusts to share this with.
Great. And that is absolutely true. You know, people that are private sometimes don't want to, but look for those who are willing to take that risk with you and really learn to be who they are. And I can't believe that it's already been almost a full hour on our show. I want to thank you both for these great topics. And you know, Kathleen, I'd like to kick it off with you. If you have any final thoughts about this topic that we discussed today, please share them. And also, what I think is important, if people are interested in what you had to say, how they can get in touch with you. So please, final thoughts and how people can reach you if they're interested in what you had to say.
My final thought is to, when you go about this rediscovering or discovering yourself, the first question that you should ask is, who am I? And reflect upon your values and work towards moving towards living your true life, your authentic self. You'll be so much happier as you do. And as you move forward, you will find that things become easier for you to accomplish and your goals become more achievable. So it's something that everybody should ask themselves, because it is a question that we don't take the time. I can be reached at questcoaching.com at hotmail.com if somebody wants to email me. I am also on Facebook at Quest Coaching and Every Woman's Coach.
Can you spell Quest Coaching for us, please?
Yes, it's capital K-W-E-S-T Coaching.
Great. Excellent. And Joel, why don't you share with us some of your final thoughts and how people can get in touch with you as well?
Sure. I just want everyone to remember that when we look to others to give us love and approval, we've actually lost awareness of our own self-love and self-acceptance. When we're wearing masks because we're presenting some contrived version of who we really are, it's actually keeping us in a state of discontent and internal struggle. And even when we do get the approval that we think we're looking for, it's never enough. Kind of like throwing a penny in a well, because we're seeking it from the wrong source. Only through our own self-acceptance and love can we come into our own full awareness of how valued and wonderful we are. I can be reached at joel@joelredens.com. Let me spell my last name, because people always misspell it. It's R-E-A-D-E-N-C-E, joel@joelredens.com. And I can also be found on Facebook and Twitter by my name, Joel Redens.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, both of you, for all the great knowledge that you shared with us. And for me, the most important thing about being who I am, not what I do, is just the whole thing of being honest with yourself. Don't think that you could lie to yourself, because some people do that too often. And so that's why these masks come on, because you start off with believing you can be. But really, it's all about being who you are and what's important to you. So figure out what is it that gives you joy and pleasure and makes that inner feeling beam inside of you. What gives you that energy to move forward and really think about the things that are important to you? Come through life with the positive side of things. Don't feel that you have to prove anything to anyone. You are who you are, and you can never be anything different. So share that with the world and be confident about that. And so that's what I think is one of the great things to really draw from all of these discussions today. And Joel, I really want to thank you very much for being my guinea pig and going through this exercise. Because
my pleasure.
You were very brave to share some of your inner feelings with our network out here and everyone that will be listening to us. And so the great thing about it is that I really hope anybody who's listening to this show, whether it was live or part of the recording, think of it this way. Write out what is important to you. What do you love to do? How do you want to be seen? And then think about, what are those five top words that pop out to you? And instead of thinking about it as an adjective, put it into the sense of a noun. I am. This is what I am. It's just like we did with Joel. He is not, I am helping others. I am helpful. You know, he is not looking to stay with somebody, or he's not going to, what was the statement? I don't want to be alone. He wants to be involved. So take everything, and even if it has that negative aspect, turn it into something positive. And you will find at the end, when you take your statements of what you are, you're going to lead from a good place. And for about me, I am Andrea Ruckelman, and if you're ever interested in thinking about how you can grow as an individual or grow your organization, I am the owner of New Perspectives Communication, And that is New Perspectives with an S, Communication Without. And you could email me at Andrea@New Perspectives Communication. You could follow my company on Facebook. You could follow me, my company on LinkedIn. And you could find me on Twitter. My handle is @HowYouSayIt. So I'd like to thank both my guests. And if anybody out there has not found our Twitter handle for our Life Coach Radio Network, it is @CoachHostRadio. So you can find us there on Twitter, or you could find us on Facebook at Life Coach Radio Network. So again, thank you both for being a part of this show this afternoon, and to all of our listeners who are here. I hope you enjoyed the past hour and that you found it very engaging, enlightening, and are now focused on a path to get you to where you want to be. Life is too short and you only get one shot at it, so make sure you're enjoying all of your time and experiences in it. Again, I'm Andrea Ruckelman. I look forward to speaking again with all of you tomorrow, July 20th at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And everyone, please have a great day and rest of the weekend.